you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
I found my love by the gasworks craft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. Kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Spring's a girl in the street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I heard a siren from the dark. Saw a train set the night on fire. Smelled the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm going to make a good sharp axe. Shining steel tempered in the fire. We'll chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
Abiyanya kilete me akunuo, ngani ya yoro yerema, lukula opuya, ngani ya yoro yerema, lukula opuya, ngani ya yoro yerema. Yurupo, yurupo, suku biale, malapadre ko, lago yeyu. Yurupo, yurupo, suku biale, malapadre ko, lago yeyu.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, we're a little bit late, but we're very excited to be here.
We were actually really early, weren't we?
We were really early, yeah. But that's not our style normally, is it? Hello, this is Hard and Soft Radio on Sheffield Live. How do you like
the eggs in the
night songs in the morning?
I like mine with sick chew.
Oh, yeah. So today's show is our word association special.
Mm.
We came up with this and we've now decided it's a winning formula.
We've
for
not
radio.
Actually done it yet, though.
but the playlist is good.
Yeah.
So we asked our listeners and people in our wonderful radio world if they could just suggest a word, and then it would spark us off to think of tunes. So, shall we start with the first word?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got a bit of a giggleswick with me here.
Zoe, what do you think about the word gooey?
Oh,
does
gooey.
Does it make you think of a song?
Yeah, so basically, gooey was a great suggestion. And for me, that can only mean chocolate.
Mm.
Yeah, I could hear your little throat burp. what does gooey make you think?
Gooey makes me think of
love.
Burial.
Oh, Burial.
Yeah. It's quite a love song.
It is quite a lovey word, but I just immediately think of like a chocolate. You know, one of those chocolate souffles or something that's got all gooey chocolate in the middle. Anyway, you thought of Burial.
Yeah.
I thought of chocolate and you, a gooey burial.
So these are dedicated to Hannah.
Hannah.
Okay, no, I'll just...
Hard and Soft Radio.
twice. No worries, no worries, no none, don't need no advice. I know you don't want me to leave. Handing me the deeds to your house, sending me the car keys. Telling me to take what I like, boy, I don't need a reason. I roll you the trees and we can just chat breeze. I know chocolate's in season. Chocolate's in season. Chocolate's in season.
From the Snickers, hey. The marathon man's in the knickers, hey. I know it ain't fair, O'Shea, but the gear don't change when I'm banging your missus, hey. First class on the aeroplane, sweet words on the airlobe, handling business, hey. Live life the Pharaoh way, be an easy if I can't get a tan cause I'm blizzing.
I love white chocolate, dark chocolate. I don't discriminate. I just love chocolate.
That is such a good song for me.
Yeah.
As I'm called the chocolate detective because I can find chocolate wherever it is. To the point where somebody actually made me a pillow that had the chocolate detective stitched upon it, yeah, with actual chocolates hidden inside it, stitched in it. Mm. So anyway, that's what I thought of when the word gooey came up.
Chocolate.
That was Shy FX and Getz with Chocolate and Roses Gabor. And before that, it was your song.
Yeah, Burial.
Yeah, what was the song called?
Near Dark.
Near Dark, yeah, great. Some gooey songs. So, should we do a little word association game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Blue. Your turn.
Sky.
Clouds.
Dark.
Mushroom.
Oh, well, mushroom's one of the words in the word association radio song. Well, you know what? I hate mushrooms. Yeah. So when I heard that word, I just thought about the word dirty because they taste of dirt.
Oh, dear.
Don't you agree?
I really like mushrooms.
Yeah, everyone pretends they do. So anyway, then I chose this song by Sonic Youth, which is from the album Dirty, but it's called 100%.
chick is mine. All I know is you got no money, but that's got nothing to do with the good times. But can you forgive the boy who shot you in the head? Or should you get a gun and go and get revenge? 100% of
terrific, painful, deranged, delightly horrific. If I'd arrange a meeting with my daily inner critic, I could rip him into pieces, drown what's left in the Pacific. But one life's to live it, find my mind's livid. Took so many drugs, I fucked my liver up to give it. Just a little break, like what I need to kick it. Writing saved me so many times, like hieroglyphics. A brain of creativity's an ailment. Jekyll and Hyde, I seek peace, find the trail then. Accept every tale that my head tries to tell me. Channel those regrets into passion and I dwell free. Love is everywhere like Pharaoh said. Living Coltrane's message instead of giving in debt. If I can say one thing that helps one person, helps me rest my thoughts when I'm laid up in bed. Just keep moving.
look shy. Feeling shy today? Oh, that's okay. We can't always be extroverted, or hardly ever.
True.
Some keen listeners have asked who the chocolate pillow was made by. It was made by Kat. And it was a very nice pillow. It was brown, like chocolate.
I proper can't remember the pillow. I can remember the present and that, but I can't remember what the... Yeah, describe it.
It was a brown, velvety pillow. And I do still have it, so it's not like it's gone. And it's got orange writing that says Chocolate Detective. Mm. And obviously, this is long gone, but it did have actual chocolate sewn inside it.
Did you have to just like break it open then?
I had to break it open, yeah, on one of the desperate evenings. So yeah, it was a good present. It's very fitting for me. So those songs were for the word walking, mm-hmm. which was suggested today.
And then Mushroom, wasn't it?
And a Mushroom song, yeah.
Hello, Lily, and all the other little guys that have done sats this week. Well done.
Yes.
That's all over with now.
Yep, you should not have to do sats.
So, yeah, I was wondering, do you know what a prime number is?
Well, I just wanted to do a shout out to Kat and Evelyn. Oh, sorry. Woo woo! And to the cushion. What did you say?
I just wanted to know if you knew what a prime number is.
Is it something to do with, like, you can't fit too many onions in it or something?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, it's like two. Two's one, isn't it?
is that
and three?
Oh, two and three are. That's very confusing.
It's seven, I think. They're like, they can't be divided by anything apart from themselves and one.
Oh, they're like magic. What magic? Well, anyway,
I did that research earlier because that was one of the word associations.
Yeah, someone said prime number, and it made you think of two, but it made me think of Doug.
Oh yeah, who's Doug?
So Doug is my sister's dad, and he just loves numbers. So if I ever hear anything about a prime number, I think of Doug. So that's why we're going to play some songs which are either about two or about Doug.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with some two. And this one is hopefully going to get Lily dancing.
This is Two Peng from Brighton. Original Ravar.
Reaching out for the massive. Outside the massive request, there's no potential. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. bunch of guys with a bunch of speakers in the field. It's bringing people together in a way that nothing else really does.
This is Dark.
And letting go. Here's to hitting off the mark. Here's to the changing of the guard that comes around. And here's to shame and here's to glory. Here's to brand new origin stories. Here's to taking flight and falling. Here's to getting back up and walking. We'll come around. Shovel, let's get going. There's no one way of knowing. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? It's the year of Jubilee. Holding your composure. Here's to letting instinct take over. It'll come round. And here's to swinging at apparitions. Here's to hitting the deck and missing. Here's to wiping off your brow with a bloody butcher's towel. It'll come around. Well, can't you feel it? Can't you see? It's the year to believe. Shovel, let's get going. There's no one way of knowing. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? It's the year of Jubilee. Here's to late night observations. Here's to plans made in the dark. Here's to hitting off the mark. It'll come around. And here's the lines and here's the clues. Here's the love I made for you. Here's the home we'll build together. Here's a door we'll paint bright yellow. It'll come around. You see, it's the year Jubilee. Grab your shovel, let's get going. There's no one way of knowing. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? It's the year of Jubilee. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? It's the year of Jubilee.
Right, can you...
Sorry.
Please, can you... Please, I keep whispering. Okay.
I keep laughing.
Somebody has told us what a prime number is. So we're going to let you know.
Prime numbers are, in fact, like the... Sorry, I'm just feeling a bit shy. Prime numbers are, in fact, like the atoms of numbers. They can't be divided by anything other than themselves and unity. And any whole number, however large, can be written as its own unique product of prime factors.
Wow. It's amazing what you can learn doing your SATs. Thank you for that, Lily. So that was Two Peng with two songs. That's two prime numbers.
Lily, do you think?
I think your daughter definitely could have said that.
Maybe, yeah.
That was Here For You. And the other song was another one that was really good.
Who gave us the prime numbers?
Yeah, who said prime number? And the other one that was that little kind of banjo number was by they're called Doug. So shout out to Doug.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Sheffield.
He loves his numbers.
He loves numbers and juggling. He's 83 and he's still very active on the old juggling scene. So hello, Doug.
Shout out to Paul who gave us that.
Paul. Is Paul became 40 recently. Is that a prime number? No, definitely not.
I'm not sure. No, no, it isn't at all, is it?
It's the opposite of a prime number.
Shall we do? Do you ever do any batch cooking?
Ooh, that's a good one. So that was someone suggested batch cooking.
It was also Paul, actually. Paul gave a few good ideas.
Okay, well. You came up with a great one, but for me, I found a song that was called Organise because I thought, wow.
You have to be organised for that, don't you?
I think I've never done it once.
I've done it once with some tomato sauce.
Exactly. It is impressive. Batch cooking.
Oh, whatever comes up comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. And whatever comes up comes out. We don't put our hands over our mouth. Whatever comes up comes out.
Beast, Mr. Bassman, let on.
Real shit right here. I'm beautiful.
Hey yo, depending on the day and depending on what I ate, I'm anywhere from 20 to 35 pounds overweight. I got red eyes and one of them's lazy, and they both squint when the sun shines, so I look crazy. I'm albino, man. I know I'm pink and pale, and I'm hairy as hell everywhere but fingernails. I shave a cranium that ain't quite shaped right. Face type shiny, I stay up and write late nights. My wardrobe is jeans and faded shirts, a mixture of what I like and what I wear to work. I'm not mean and got a neck full of razor bumps. I'm not the classic profile of what the ladies want. You might think I'm depressed as can be, but when I look in the mirror, I see sexy ass me. And if that's something you can't respect, then that's peace. My life's better without you, actually. To everyone out there who's a little different, I say, damn a magazine, these is God's fingerprints. You can call me ugly, but can't take nothing from me. I am what I am, doctor, you ain't gotta love me. If you would please turn in your Bible to Beauty Tips according to Forrest Whitaker, in the third chapter of the third line. Brother Ali, would you please read to the choir for me, son? I'ma be alright. You ain't gotta be my friend and I. You ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay. You would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be alright. You ain't gotta be my friend and I. You ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay. You would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be alright. You ain't gotta be my friend and I. You ain't gotta love me. And I'ma be okay. You would probably bore me anyway. You ain't gotta love me. La da 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 da.
That's it, before we got there, that's morning time, before we got there, that's morning time, before we got there, that's morning time, before we got there.
I just wanna be by you. I'm hard as I can be. It's never too hard. This heart loves to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see in the dark. This time that I assume coming to seconds to this time such fun to be with. It's a big old world with nothing in it. I can't wait to see you another minute. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. get to walk in the morning. Get to wide combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning.
The last two songs, well, it was actually words, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's quietly hopeful.
Do you feel quietly hopeful?
I do. I think that, so that was the song that I chose, was Arthur Russell and Wild Combination, because I think there's something very hopeful in all of that, the lyrics and the melody. Mm. Feels like you're moving into something good.
Mm.
And you chose...
I didn't know that song. I was just saying it's my sister-in-love. Is that sister-in-love? It's her business's name. And we were just looking at their Instagram and they've got some real nice T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, they do, like, really interesting foodie stuff in Sheffield, don't they?
Foraging.
Things. Very cool. You chose Forest Whitaker.
Yeah.
And that made you feel quietly hopeful?
Yeah, I like that song.
Aww.
It's a mood lifter for me.
Yeah, that's really nice. Well, that's what we need.
Mm.
We just, even a small bit of hope can take you a long way.
Like the Greens.
Yeah.
That was a word that just came in, but I don't think we're going to be able to add it to this week's list, but maybe next week.
Well, I nearly thought of Green when it was a bit of hope.
Mm.
But